For more than half a century, the NAACP has challenged the television industry. In the 1950s, it condemned the Amos and Andy show for airing negative stereotypes masquerading as humor. In 1999, it worked with other national civil rights organizations to protest the exclusion of people of color from the TV network industry. And 6 years ago, it established an office in Hollywood to monitor the entertainment industry's progress in reflecting diversity on screen. The NAACP just recently issued its latest report. It's called Out of Focus, Out of Sync, Take Four. Vic Bullock, director of the NAACP Hollywood Bureau, joins us from our NPR West studio. Also joining the conversation is Jeff Yang, the Asian pop columnist at the San Francisco Chronicle and a specialist in consumer trends who works for the market research firm Iconic Culture. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Vic Bullock, why don't we begin with you? And if you could briefly tell us, what are the findings of your report?
The report shows that there's a current trend where if you just turn on your TV, it's pretty obvious that there's a lack of African-American and minority leads in general. And I use the word leads there because the ensemble casting is quite prevalent and great. I mean, there's lots of diversity in the types of characters that are represented, which is a major progress. So We don't want it to feel like there has not been any progress and we don't recognize the work that the networks have done.
Jeff Yang, there's been a particularly notable increase in the number of Asians on screen during the last few years. How's this different from when you were growing up?
Well, it's almost a binary thing. There were no Asian Americans on screen, really, when I was growing up. And those few Asian faces there were tended to be represented as being foreigners, as being, you know, from other countries, and primarily in roles that weren't particularly flattering to those with my features. We either were being killed or killing other people or, you know, serving as other kinds of victims or aggressors. So today, obviously, there's a dramatic difference in terms of just having positive and engaging and, you know, somewhat more sort of fully featured Asian American presences on television.
I was sitting here, I was trying to think if I had ever seen, outside of, you know, stand-up comics and things like that, if I had ever seen an Asian American or an Asian in the lead role on network television. Has there been one?
There have been a couple of really sort of short-lived things. Margaret Cho had the stand-up comic had a short-lived show. Pat Morita had a show that ran for six episodes called O'Hara.
Yeah.
And Sammo Hung had another sort of cop show called Martial Law that ran for a couple of years. But, you know, again, far and few between. And the fact that you can even number and name them means that there are very few to name and number.
Vic, why is it important to keep tabs of how many minority actors are on the air? This is a report that comes about often for the NAACP.
Well, I think it's important because so goes TV, so goes our nation. A lot of what we see in popular culture influences how we feel about each other as a nation and a community. What we have found over the years is that when we do keep tabs and we do make this kind of commentary and take on this advocacy, that it just increases the awareness and seems to have results in Hollywood. So I think that's very important because I think we forget the social and cultural impact it has.
I'm going to play a short clip from the sitcom The Office, where the protagonist, Michael Scott, who is a white guy who manages the office, is speaking with two colleagues. One is Latino and the other is African American. Here's the clip.
Let me ask you, is there a term besides Mexican that you prefer, something less offensive?
Mexican isn't offensive.
Man, I should have gotten some food. Collard greens or something.
It's collard greens.
What?
It's collard greens.
That doesn't really make sense, because you don't call them collard people. That's offensive.
So, a clip from The Office. So we're all laughing. So a question for you both. Has it gotten to the point where it's okay to make fun on television of our misunderstandings about race or ethnicity?
Absolutely. I'm sorry, Jeff, to jump in there. I think anything that opens up the dialogue, whether through drama or comedy, I think is very, very important. And something like The Office is very kind of sophisticated in its approach. So I think humor is a great healing tool. So.
Yeah, I have to fully agree with that. And I think that The Office especially, it sort of plays to this larger notion that humor is very much a tool to kind of lance the boils, if you will, of misunderstanding of these things. So long as it's kind of put in that context, there's humor that's certainly used to harm, and there's humor that's used to sort of cheapen dialogue, and then there's humor that's like this, I think, pushes the boundary of illumination.
Vic, well, this report focuses on the four major broadcast television networks. And given the huge amount of content that's available online, I was wondering if you thought whether people could seek out diversity on their own.
Absolutely. People are programming for themselves, and I think that's very, very exciting. We tend to focus on the four networks because, you know, we as a people own those airwaves, and they are licensed from the government. So as an advocacy group, we feel like we have to pay special attention to them, but then we're hoping that the kind of the commentary extends across all media.
Let me ask you one last question here, and I'm going to direct it to you, Vic, kind of whimsical. I was wondering if you thought the casting of Dennis Haysbert as President David Palmer in the show 24 kind of smoothed the way for Barack Obama to be elected president.
Oh, absolutely. And we don't even look at it as a whimsical question.
Okay. I mean,
there are several things kind of throughout pop culture, again, which I think made America consciously or subconsciously comfortable and potentially ready for Barack, and then Barack being the leader that he is with the vision that he has, you know, was able to then capture the hearts and souls of lots of Americans, and particularly young, diverse America.
Vic Bullock is executive director of the NAACP Hollywood Bureau. He joined us from our studios in NPR West. And Jeff Yang, the Asian pop columnist at the San Francisco Chronicle, he joined us from our New York Bureau. Thanks to you both.
Happy holidays.
You.